fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 24th day of February, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I'm always proud to say that we've begun the Pledge of Allegiance should be in every school, public and private, every day of the week. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day is to go winter backpacking. If you haven't done this before, you will find out that it's a whole new experience. And I specifically mean backpacking, where everything you need for shelter, for sleeping, for food, water, field sanitation, defensive weapons is in a backpack or in your hands. It's a whole different thing than camping out of a car or a truck, obviously a camper, which is almost like being at home. So you will learn what works, what doesn't work, how to, if you do it right, how to be comfortable in extreme weather where it's down to 0. And looks like we have our first call already. We have BJ in Overland Park, Kansas. Good morning, BJ.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
I heard your show, and you were talking about apricot seeds.
Right.
Did you take one a day, I think? One or two a day to prevent cancer?
You read the book World Without Cancer to get what you need to know, my dear. Anything else?
Okay.
If you don't read the book, you won't know what to do, why you're doing what you're doing, why it works.
So
that's why World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin.
Okay, G. Edward Griffin. And I have one more question. Or one
Go
more
ahead.
Comment. The doctor that's on your show from St. Louis, I really appreciate his tips.
Dr. Huff?
Yes. Wonderful. A couple of weeks ago, he talked about cholesterol medicine and the causes, like MS, other things.
Right.
And my doctor talked me in. She's always talking me into taking tests. I'm quite
right.
healthy. I'm very active. I'm an all-year-round cyclist. I work out every other day. I had an artery calcium score test, and I kind of didn't think I was going to get some good feedback from her, so I saw my chiropractor that has medical background, you know, all natural background.
Right.
And he looked at that and he said, man, that's a good score. I mean, you're good. And then my doctor called up and says, I want to put you on cholesterol medicine. I said, no. I said, I'm fine and I'll take care of that myself. So, anyway, well, if you can pass that on to that doctor in San Luis.
Well, Dr. Huff will be with us, I believe, next week. So,
okay.
You can communicate directly with him yourself.
Oh, he's wonderful. Anyway, thank you for your time. You have a great weekend.
Thanks for your call, BJ.
Uh-huh,
we appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay. And we have patient Wayne Agrino, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in everything to do with emergency survival communications, ham radio, and electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Well, sir, it looks like winter's come back. It's about 20, 22 degrees here. How about where you are?
Yeah, 23. That's not too bad.
Well, it is wintertime, and we get these short sleeve days like yesterday. And we think, oh, maybe it's springtime, but not quite. Well, Tom, the appropriate of the day is to go winter backpacking. And when I say winter, that would be right now. Ideally, it would be temperatures that were high temperatures are 10 degrees above zero, and overnight lows 0 to 10 below. In those extreme conditions, you find out what works and what doesn't work, don't you, sir?
Yeah, you really do. That's really going to put you to the test.
Absolutely. And I specifically mentioned backpacking as opposed to camping out of a car or out of a truck where you've got more equipment than a human being could ever possibly carry on their back. When you're restricted to only, and I mean only, what you can carry on your back, it makes you rethink everything, doesn't it?
It really does. You have to be very selective in what you're going to put in that backpack. And it better
now,
be something you really need.
Now, when it comes to communications, typically, depending on the assignment, if it's something I'm doing as a mission, my team will probably have one guy who will have a transceiver that will transmit to another team or another location or a base camp. Or we may each have our own small transceivers to talk to each other if it's a tactical situation. Otherwise, I might just carry a small receiver about the size of a pack of cigarettes, which would be an AM/FM shortwave receiver. And these can be as compact as a pack of cigarettes, can't they?
They can be. Some of these SDR, or software-defined radios, are available now at very low cost, and they're very compact, very small. And you would have, you pick up AM, FM, you would pick up all shortwave frequencies, and single sideband capabilities as well, so you'd be able to listen to the ham operators. You might have to stretch out an antenna. I don't know how well it would pick up weak signals with just a whip antenna on the radio itself. You might have to stretch out a wire at least maybe 20 feet long to a nearby tree, but then you would hear pretty much communications on a national basis. You'd hear ham operators from across the country with a setup like that.
Absolutely. Well, communications is not optional. It's essential. There was I don't recall the name of a film, but a film made in Australia where a group of teenage boys and girls are out on a camping trip having fun when World War III starts. And so they're out in the wilderness of Australia, which has, is, Australia, by the way, is mostly wilderness, by the way. And they start seeing massive numbers of military aircraft flying over and so forth. And they're puzzled as to what's going on. They know something's not right. And then they proceed to their hometown and see that war is actually taking place. But it's human nature to wonder what's going on during a crisis. And it's also human nature to have your mind go to the worst. And the example I use most of the time is parents, especially in the days before cell phones, when that teenager is supposed to be home at 9 p.m. and it's midnight and they're still not home, the parents automatically think, oh, Junior is in a ditch someplace bleeding out, and I don't know where they are, what's happening. And that's human nature, isn't it, Tom?
It is, and it's a valid concern. Before we had these cell phones, it was always a problem. And now you can stay in touch, hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, the mainstream media is talking openly about World War III being either about to take place or already taking place. Tucker Carlson, who has either the first or second largest audience on television, is talking about the alliance of Russia and China being something we can't possibly defeat, which is probably true. And which leaves all of us on our own. A U.S. military that is doing what they're doing with wokeness, basing promotions and duty assignments on sex or race instead of merit, is not the military I trust. I use the example, there was a U.S. Navy patrol boat captured by the Iranian Navy 3 or 4 years ago, and it had young American male and female sailors on it, and they were crying when they were captured. I can't imagine a group of Americans from my generation, U.S. sailors, crying when they were captured by the North Vietnamese. Can you, Tom?
No.
No, of course not. Something's changed. Something's dramatically changed.
Something's changed dramatically.
So if you think in the future you may need to know what's going on in your neighborhood, in your village, in your county, in your state, in your region, you need the ability to intercept communications from civilian authorities, which would be the county sheriff, sheriff's department, the town's police department where you live, the fire department, the paramedics, even the road crews, even if and the electrical repair crews, they use radios also. Even if the police are encrypting their messages, if there's a serious thing going on, you're going to have electrical repairmen out, you're going to have telephone repairmen out, road crews out, most likely, depending on the scenario, and they'll be talking in the open, won't they?
Yeah, pretty much, I think, John. I doubt if they would encrypt the communications. Big problem, though, with some of these is that they've gotten rid of the land mobile equipment. They're actually using cell phones for their dispatching. It's much more economical, but I don't think it's going to be reliable if things get really tough, and it's going to end up leaving a lot of those repair people out in the field stranded with no communications. I still think the land mobile two-way radios are the best way to go, but for budget reasons, they're just not doing it anymore.
They're not. Well, we have a favorite website. We've got, I don't know how many people, dozens of people, possibly hundreds these years, interested in ham radio, who got interested. They move forward to study and get their ham radio license. I get their photographs of their equipment, their towers, their antennas, and they're as happy as can be that they went ahead and did this. So if you want to get started, here's what you do. First of all, our favorite website to get started is the ARRL.org. That's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website. It's one-stop shopping. It doesn't cost anything, obviously. To get the information you need, find the location of your local ham radio club, and get started. Right, Tom?
That's right, John. That's a good place to start. They'll have everything that you need from the ground floor all the way up through advanced materials for study. So it's really the place to start.
It is the place to start. And I want to talk a little bit about why you want to find your local ham radio club. First of all, you'll meet men and women who've been involved with ham radio for decades, sometimes 50 or 60 years. It's a wealth of local knowledge, and they've made all the mistakes. And by working with them, you can avoid expensive, time-consuming mistakes, can't you, Tom?
Yes, you can, John, and that is really something to pay attention to, because when you get started in this, you're going to need some help to figure out what frequencies to use, how to set the equipment up, how to calibrate the antennas, things like this. It does take some specialized test equipment, not real expensive for the basic test instruments, but if you don't have those, there's no need to make a big investment in that right away, because a lot of the members of these ham clubs have some of that equipment, and they'll be glad to come over and help you adjust your antennas and get everything set up. So it's
That's right.
Good place to start.
Another bonus, 9 out of 10 men and women with ham radio license are also preppers. You find a few who aren't, but the majority of them are preppers, and the majority are conservatives, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You'll find a lot of people that are very interested in being prepared and self-reliant and getting out of the big cities and so on. These people are they're well-versed in that. You're going to find that to be almost across the board. They'll be interested in that. And some of them are already setting up their homesteads out in the country and so on.
That's right. That's right. If you're a ham radio operator or you would like to be, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. When people get pumped up, they get enthusiastic and all full of vinegar, wanting to do something. And before they even get their ham radio license, they go and buy their first radio, which almost always is a handheld, an HT, isn't it?
Yes, a Baofeng or whatever they call those things, HT. And that is, I don't think that's a wise move. They're very inexpensive. If you have the budget to buy one of those to tinker with and then eventually give it away, throw it away or whatever, then go ahead and do it. But those are not the best way to go. You know, John, you mentioned starting off about the Australia and their, right. their remote areas, the Outback. And, you know, there's quite a bit of HF single sideband activity in Australia, and there's some very good equipment that's made there for portable and mobile operations to cover wide, vast areas with perfectly clear communications using the high-frequency spectrum. No satellites, no cell phones, none of this stuff. And these are for, like, commercial systems as well as ham equipment. If anybody's interested in that type of stuff, they could look it up, Australian HF radios or things like that. But they're going to find that three of them that I can think of right now are Codan, Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, and QMAC, Q-M-A-C. They make HF radio systems. That some of those can be frequency hopping, encrypted, and all that, which is illegal for the ham frequencies, but if they wanted to set up a commercial system, I think it may be possible to even do that here in the States. But in Australia, they do it all the time, and they're quite skilled at it. If you ever see some of these documentaries about the Outback area and traveling through those areas with the big trucks and all that, you'll see large antennas usually mounted on the front bumper of the vehicle, and that's for the HF communications.
Right. Tom, we got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you'd like to get the exact same equipment, no difference whatsoever, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their vehicles, you can do that at thelibertyman.com with EMP Shield devices for your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college. They have a much better chance of getting home with a functional motor vehicle than if they don't. $50 discount on each piece of equipment at thelibertyman.com. Tom, we got our first caller here. We got Charles in Wyoming. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have some websites for you. The interesting thing about SDR radios is that it's just a computer that does all the work. You can view SDR radio traffic over your computer without buying a radio. If you go to dxzone.com, that's Delta X-ray Zulu Oscar November Echo.com, You can view SDR traffic, and the magic of the SDR, which is the waterfall. The waterfall is a display which shows traffic locations by frequency. It looks like literally a waterfall, and you can scan large sections of the frequency bands and see where the traffic is. Because once you get a ham radio, the question is, who do you talk to? Who's online? Who's available? With the SDR, you can see where the traffic is. So that's the great thing about SDRs. You can get into them without spending any money if you have a computer and access to the internet.
I was going to say, and access to the internet, which would be in a crisis.
To the internet.
One of the first things to go down would be the internet. Right.
I understand that, John, but you have to get the training before and to get people's feet wet. You can't tell them, hey, spend $75 and then you have to go through all these permutations and backflips to get this stuff to work. Just go online and you can see it. Oh, my God. Look. Hey, I scan over here to this band. Oh, look. Look at all the traffic that's there. Okay, great. What are they saying? Okay, you can listen to it. Oh, this is awesome. This is absolutely awesome. And then you know what the goal is. And so you're willing to go through the hassles of figuring it out on a standalone setup. But you have to have somebody to talk to, and you got to figure out where they are. You can scan forever, and you'll never find anybody. Anyway, this is from personal experience. SDRs, I've been a general ham licensee for a long time, and SDRs have been an absolute godsend. As far as portable receivers, a company called countycom.com has a all-band, sideband, upper and lower sideband receiver that is programmable for about $100. It's 5 inches long, 1.5 inches, 2 inches wide, 3/4 inch deep. Awesome piece of kit. Slip it in your pocket. It's got great audio. I love them. They're great. Batteries last forever. Item number three. There is a database online that shows, everybody's talking about Ohio. The hot boxes the sensors didn't detect the hot box. Well, the sensors are all online. You can look at those sensors for all the railroads all across the country and some of them in Canada. It's at database.defectdetector.net. Database.defectdetector.net. Fascinating piece of kit. My area in Wyoming, for some reason, doesn't show up on the map. But cool bit of info. I'm still researching it. And if I can...
Something you may not know the answer to this, Charles, but maybe you could look into it. Is there a fail-safe that the engineer of the train would be notified if a sensor is defective? Is there a way to that they would be notified?
Well, from what I understand, and I'm still doing some research, as they pass these detectors, they're supposed to get an audible signal in the cab.
Okay. Here's our.
That's all I've got.
Okay, Charles, thank you. We appreciate the call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
my website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium is the first week of August at the beautiful Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. They're celebrating 100 years in business. It's been a venue for nationally known music concerts for years, including Marshall Tucker, Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Ricky Skaggs, and others, such as Poco, and so forth. The week will be there. We won't have to deal with any of that goings-on. But beautiful, beautiful place, wonderful food. My guest will be my live studio audience Monday through Thursday. It'll be a lot of fun, and I hope that you can attend. The details and how to sign up are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Also at my website, you'll find energy cleaners. My guest, Tom Berryhill, is the one, the only man manufacturing energy cleaners. I ship out more than 500 a year, averaging 10 per week, sometimes 20, sometimes 10, but averaging about 10 per week for years. and helping people get their lives back. If you've got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? I do something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do, whether it's a medical doctor, a DO, a chiropractor. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. That's what I do for me to you personally. So check out the Energy Cleaner at my website, the mattress pads that go with it. You already have an Energy Cleaner. Check out the Micro Plus Throws. It's my newest product I offer with the Energy Cleaner. It'll expand your use of your Energy Cleaner because you can use it on your sofa, on your recliner, on your work seat at work, and on your car seat. Isn't that wonderful? Only $85, shipping included to American zip codes. Everything's right there at my website. You can order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. And, Tom, I'll be picking up a fresh shipment from you in a couple of days, won't I, sir?
Yes, sir. They'll be ready.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. And, we move forward to helping people, and we have peace, what appears to be peace, at least in the United States right now. Having an Energy Cleaner in peaceful times is a matter of joy and having a better life. Having an Energy Cleaner in hard times could be a matter of life and death, because it'll help, say you only get 2 or 3 hours sleep. The Energy Cleaner will help that 2 or 3 hours sleep be of more value, won't it?
It really will, John. It would give you some restful sleep, which would be very, very important in troubled times.
Absolutely. So get ready. There's lots of things to get ready for. The skills you need. I'll often mention two skills that people need. Whether your group is six people or 600, those two skills being ham radio skills and emergency medical treatment to CPR skills. I spoke to the Franklin County Militia last Saturday, Tom, and that's what I told that group of men and women. The room was packed, standing room only, with the men and women in the militia and visitors. And that's what I told those folks, that the two skills that will be in greatest need and shortest supply are ham radio skills and emergency treatment, CPR skills. And you found that to be true yourself, haven't you, Tom?
It's very true, John. You hit the nail on the head with both of those, and those skills will be in short supply. So if there's any interest, anybody paying attention to what's going on in the world today, they would be very wise to learn those two skills and get with it as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You got a question or a comment? We're going to focus on ham radio until the top of the hour. The call number is 512-248-8252. We have a lot of homeschoolers that listen to our show, and ham radio is great for homeschooled youngsters. The 8-year-olds can do the exact same thing that the grandparents do with the exact same equipment. As I like to mention, most of what children do with toys is pretend to do what adults do, whether it's toy trucks for the boys or a cooking set, a make-believe cooking set for the girls. But in this case, they're not pretending. They're actually doing adult activity, aren't they, Tom?
Yes, they are, John. They are. And, you know, real fast, I want to comment on some of this. We're talking about portable operations. You know, there's some really good equipment available nowadays, tiny little radios that can be used out in the field. And there's one, I don't have one of these, John, but I'm looking at it, and it's called an FX Frank X-ray-4C, as in Charlie, FX-4C. These are a very compact radio. They have that waterfall display that was discussed a little earlier, and they cover all the ham bands. They're all modes. You could use them with digital modes if you wanted to. You could hook up a laptop to it. But this would give you high-frequency, single sideband, CW or Morse code, digital communications, everything you would need for your HF station out in the field. They're a 10-watt radio. I believe you can adjust the power downward from there. I'm thinking about purchasing one of those myself. Made in China, but what isn't nowadays.
Good,
you know?
Good luck finding things that aren't made in China. It is possible.
That's right. Now, I'll tell you another really good radio for portable operations, and the reason I have two of these, by the way, and I work with another friend of mine, and we went quite a distance apart, and we were able to communicate with single sideband perfectly on the HF bands. We were using the 75-meter band and the 40-meter band, and we had no problems at all, and this radio goes up to 20 watts. We were operating at 5 or 6 watts, and we were talking well over 100 miles, about 130 miles or so, without any trouble at all. And this was, and now they don't make these anymore, but if you can find one, I say jump on it, because it works pretty good, and it's not loaded with memories. There is a microprocessor in there to generate the frequencies and all the operations, but it's not loaded with menus where you have menus on top of menus. It's a very simple to use piece of equipment, and it's made by SGC, SGC 2020, SGC 2020. That is one of my favorite portable radios for out in the field, mainly because of its simplicity, but it's single sideband and CW or Morse code only. I'm sure you could hook up a keyboard to it. There'll be adapters and things you can find aftermarket to make that work. There's a lot of interest in the digital modes, and that'd be a good way to go. So I just wanted to mention that.
Going back to the comments by Charles in Wyoming, during the Ferguson riots, I was on station at my mother-in-law's home in Brentwood, which had Antifa, Black Lives Matter people a half a mile east of her and half a mile west of her causing problems. And I was doing my show every morning from 8 to 10 a.m. But I also was using the computer to monitor the police frequencies, which many police frequencies are now available on the internet. Also, there's services that provide that service, and so my scanner was in the vehicle, hardwired into the vehicle, so I couldn't bring it into the house. So I made use of the scanning capabilities of my laptop to accomplish the same goal. And I agree with Charles. It's a great way for novices, for newbies, to get started without having to spend any money. Most people have a laptop or a desktop computer that they can use for that purpose to get them knowledgeable of what's out there. And there's a lot out there, isn't there, Tom?
Well, there really is. And that is a good way to go, to listen online to these different radio circuits. You can listen to police and fire departments from all over the country as long as that online connection is there, and at both ends, because whoever's feeding that into the internet also has to have that server set up, and as long as all of that's working, then you have a viable system. But boy, when that stuff goes down, you're going to be left hanging. So it's a good idea. Maybe use that to learn the ropes and see what's out there and what frequencies to use and so on. But then as soon as you can afford to do so, get your own equipment so you can listen in directly in your area, and I think you'll find it very beneficial to have that equipment on hand, especially if times get really rough.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know out here in the country, once you're away from the cities, people with scanners operating 24/7 in their homes is quite common. They want to know, where's those fire trucks going? They want to know, where's that ambulance going? They want to know, where's that sheriff deputy going? And it's a way to find out if your neighbors are okay, if your neighbors are in distress, if there's something that you need to help with. It's sort of the neighborhood bulletin board, isn't it?
It really is, John. And, you know, speaking of out in the country and the bulletin board, we used to have a group of local ham operators. We had a particular frequency. It wasn't a repeater or anything, but we would talk. And we were all within 10 miles or so of each other, and it was crystal clear we would be on the 2-meter ham band. And one of the guys, we'd meet for coffee also in town at one of the restaurants, and he told me he was at the grocery store and checking out, and some lady said, "Hey, I recognize your voice. You're Henry. We listen to you every night on the radio. And he was astounded. He couldn't believe that they were listening. And this lady said, oh, yeah, we find it very interesting what you guys are talking about. We talked about all kinds of technical stuff, just everything you could think of. We talk about the woodworking, just everything. And but we had a whole crew of people listening to us. They had us programmed in on their scanners. So I thought, well, we would tell a few risque jokes once in a while, too. So we had to clean up our act after we found out there were that many people listening. But it was, yeah. But, you know, John, but that's a good thing, because we could have used that easily to get the word out if things are going. That's why I say, if you have equipment that can tune in to the ham radio frequencies, both the local VHF and UHF, as well as the HF frequencies, you will be very well equipped to find out what's going on, not only in your local area, but on a national basis. You'll be able to tune into these ham operators, and you'll get some reports from various locations as it's happening. So that will be very, very valuable to have that equipment and be able to get that information in very troubled times.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, cost is always a factor for most people most of the time. One other advantage of the ham radio clubs is high-quality used equipment is routinely bought and sold, traded back and forth between the members of the ham radio club. Plus, you'll find out about something called HamFest, which is typically they're one-day events. It could be a local, it could be regional, it could be national, or same thing. You can find high-quality used ham radio equipment at very good prices also, can't you?
Oh, that's really true. And I don't think it takes a ton of money to get started. If you know kind of what you want to do and you just got your license or you're going to the ham club for the first time, introduce yourself, tell them you're interested. In most cases, these ham clubs are also the same people that will administer the test, the FCC test. They use volunteer examiners nowadays. Don't have to go to the federal building or anything like that like we did in the old days. It's much more relaxed and easy to do, and they'll have training courses right there at the club location. There's a lot of online websites that have training on technical issues and operations of ham equipment, and you can take simulated tests when you start getting a 75% correct answers. When you get to that level, you're ready to take the real test. And that's a good way to build up your knowledge base and find out when you're ready to take the actual test. Do those online simulated testing programs. They work pretty good. And then once you get your license, those same ham operators at that club will help you find maybe some used equipment. And I'll tell you what, John, I think for as little as $100, you could probably put together your first station. If you bought all used equipment and maybe made the antenna from scratch, and you'd learn a lot at the same time about how all of it works.
That says two Phillips on an average-sized car, isn't it? $100.
That's right. That's yeah. Boy, that's true, isn't it?
Yep. Well, for you youngsters out there, it's... when I was in high school, I could go to a Chevy dealer, or a Ford dealer, or a Dodge dealer, and not Honest Abe's used car lot on the bad part of town, but a real dealership, Ford, Chevy, or Dodge, and buy a used car that was safe and reliable for $100.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
I did.
Absolutely. And, you know,
I did that.
Oh, yeah. John, my first car was a 63 Chevrolet Impala. I bought it Well, my dad was an insurance adjuster for a large insurance company, and boy, he got deals. And we used to go to the salvage yard, and we'd buy cars that were. I bought my second car was a recovered theft. It was a '64 Impala Supersport, and the only thing that happened, the guys got caught stealing it. And the only thing they'd taken off the car was the wheels and tires. So that's all I had to buy to put it back in operation. And I bought that for $300. It was a beautiful car, very fast. But my first one I paid $35 for because it got popped in the quarter panel on a parking lot, and they totaled it out, And my dad bought it from the insurance company for the towing charge of $35. And then I had to pay $168 to have that quarter panel repaired. And I didn't like that car because it wasn't cool enough. It didn't have bucket seats. So that's why I got the other Super Sport that had bucket seats. And it even had a factory AM/FM radio in it from 64. That was a rarity. But I sold that first car, John. I only had it 6 months. I had very little invested in it, and I sold it for more than twice what I paid for it. And it only took a half hour to sell it, putting it out in the front yard with a for sale sign on it right by the road. So,
And that was what again, a 63 Impala, 64?
63, yep. I wish I still had that car. It was beautiful, beautiful.
I bet. We'll be back from the break. We're going to find out what a 63 Impala is worth these days. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return.
We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, I was looking at Hemmings Motor News. I have a subscription to Hemmings. It's the marketplace for classic cars. 63 Impalas, not counting the ones heavily modified. Here, from the low end, we look at 51,000 going up to $60,000 to $65,000 to $72,000 for a 1963 Chevrolet Impala.
I wish I still had that car. The 64 Supersport was even nicer. It had that factory bullet tachometer that stuck out of the dash, and it had the AM/FM radio that was a Delco factory radio. That was right. a really neat car. I missed both. I had a bunch of cars, John, but...
I know you did.
My car days are long gone. As long as it runs good and it's paid for, I'm happy.
Well, after being without a British sports car for four decades plus, I finally got another British sports car, and it's been a pure delight working on it and driving it. And I got a custom magnetic bumper sticker that says the following: windshields are for sissies. Because my Triumph TR6 has no windshield. It has two Brooklands Racing windscreens. They're about the size of a loaf of bread. And it's a lot of fun.
I saw those. That's a really nice car. I saw those windshield or windscreens or whatever you call them. Yeah. Not much there, but they're there.
It directs the wind and the bugs. It directs the wind and the bugs over the top of your head. One of the fun things about a car with no windshield, you get the feeling of speed with only going 55 miles an hour. You feel like going 100 miles an hour because there's no windshield.
Yeah. Well, my days of sports car, I had a couple of different Corvettes, but I was young and fearless with those cars. John, I outran the Missouri State Highway Patrol two times, two different occasions with those cars. Right. I remember one time hanging out with some of my hot rod buddies and that at one of the local hangouts, drive-in places in South St. Louis County late one night. A highway patrol guy pulled in and he came over and he said, "Berryhill, we're going to get you." I said, "What did I do?" He says, "We're going to get you." And John, they never did. You know how I knew when they were close by? We're out of time, so I...
You had your scanner going, of course, you knew.
Well, I listened to HT frequency. Yeah, and I could tell they were within a quarter of a mile if I heard those HTs.
That's right. Ham radio comes to the rescue. Tom, thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
We top the hour break. We'll be back with Ruthie Andrews. Stay tuned. Hey, Mike.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available. And as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.